Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello and good morning. Welcome. Oh, happy day. We made it. It's Saturday. Okay. I'm here by myself this morning. It's just me and the kitty cat so far this morning. The grand cam is coming over later, though. The gent had to get up bright and early and head down to the chiropractor today. He's been having to get some work done on his back the last few weeks, the last month or so. But he's getting better, slowly but surely. But I wanted to bring a story to you from Hawaii. There apparently is a man who has won Miss Valley Isle USA, or Miss Valley Isle USA, yes, which made him a contestant to be for Miss to become Miss Hawaii. Now, he didn't make Miss Hawaii. He came in fifth, though. So I guess they do with their local competitions within a state. They do their local competitions, and this man won Miss Valley Isle USA, which, again, like I said, made him eligible to move forward to become a contestant in Miss Hawaii. So he did not win Miss Hawaii, thankfully, but he did come in fifth, which says a lot. We have lost our minds in America. Y'all, we have got to stop. Why are people so afraid to say that men are not women? Men are men. I don't care. There's no such thing as a trans woman. As much as people are trying to say it, it's not true. And we need to stop this nonsense. So, I'm not confused. Everybody else is confused, which makes me confused, if that makes any sense. No, it doesn't, Carol. It doesn't make any sense because we're living in a world where everything is being distorted and turned around and is just wrong. And I feel like I'm the only one that sees the truth and will say something about it, even though I'm just a small little teeny tiny voice. You know, to see people prop up men like this is ridiculous. He is not a woman. I don't care if he sounds like one, if he looks like one. I don't care if he's had the surgery. He is still a man. We need women. I understand why now men say that women need to take care of this and speak up and say this is wrong. I understand it now. I get it. We women need to stop pretending that everything's okay when a man wants to enter our space. No, and it's not being kind either. No, we don't have to be kind in order we don't have to be kind. It's not kind for me to be in a bathroom and hear a man come in the bathroom with his voice and say, oh, well, you know, it's okay. You can come in here. I don't need any privacy. You're a man. You deserve more than me. You can be wherever you want. I don't need a space for privacy and dignity to be in the bathroom by myself. No. You come right on in. No, it's ridiculous. I don't care. Like I said, I looked at this man. They did an interview with him, and he does. I have to admit, he does. He could pass. He could pass. But he's still a man. And we need to stop. So I'm going to move on. I just think it's ridiculous how, and it's America that is doing it. We are the worst offenders, especially when it comes to children, transitioning our children. We are horrible. We are going at this full steam ahead. And I swear, if Biden gets elected another 4 years, we're done. We're done. We need a president in there that is going to reverse everything that Joe Biden has done against women. So there's my little rant for this morning. Let's see what else is going on. Well, I guess we heard about Kristi Noem and her killing her puppy. That's horrible. Of course, people are online saying, look, if you don't have a ranch and you don't know what's going on, then just sit down and no, I will not sit down and shut up about Christy Gnome killing her puppy. That's just ridiculous. And you know, men especially will be defending her because they think she's hot or whatever. I don't care if she's a Republican. You can't defend that. Shame on her. You know, I understand if an animal is injured and you can't, there's no way to fix an animal or a vet can't, whatever. But this was a puppy. What, there was somebody online that is a rancher and said, look, these typical dogs, they need lots of exercise and they need to be out and about doing things. And he said what she probably did was get this puppy, bring it home, put it in a cage until it was time to hunt. I mean, that's not what you do. I don't know. But I'm still not going to sit down and shut up about it. No, she killed a puppy. It's wrong. She shouldn't have done it. Puppy killer. And the next thing is Adam Schiff. Come on, y'all. I'm going to use the term that Jeffy uses a lot. That's his do people's fault. Adam Schiff had nothing to do with getting his... You think he actually rode in the same vehicle that the luggage was in? No. When he landed there, if he flew in and landed there, he did not take the same car with the luggage. Come on. His do people drove the car with the luggage and parked it in the parking garage. They're the dumbasses. Not that I'm defending Adam Schiff, but I'm just trying to say, look, could you see Adam Schiff driving? No, he was driven in a different car, I am sure. Okay, I'm going to implore you one more time. Well, not one more time. It'll be more than this. Please go to YouTube. Subscribe to Kelly J. Keene, her channel. Go catch up. I am not a YouTube watcher at all, but I have been devouring her videos for the past week, and I beg of you to go do the same. Please just take 20 minutes a day. Go watch it. Her videos are longer than 20 minutes, but just start with one. Watch a couple of minutes, whatever. I don't care. Just do what you have to consume the information. Please go watch her videos. She is very telling. She's all over this men pretending to be women stuff, and she gives good arguments. She's funny sometimes. Well, most of the time. So she's a good resource to have, even though she's in Britain. She does cover a lot of this stuff that's global. She talks about the U.S. a lot, too. So start with the video called Ultras Assemble. Very telling, very revealing stuff that you're not going to hear anywhere else. You're not going to see it anywhere else. I have to go to her. She's a British woman living in England, talking about USA stuff that you're not going to see on the major news networks. Nobody's covering it. Nobody independently is covering it. I don't even know that the Daily Wire, the Blaze, anything conservative, people are covering it as much as she does. We need somebody here. Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly might touch on it every so often, like maybe once a week. But nobody is like dedicated to this stuff here in the United States that I am aware of. If you know of somebody, please tell me. That's why I'm begging you to go check out Kelly J. Keene's YouTube channel. Devour the videos, please. All right, we need to move on. Question of the day. All right, here's a question of the day. Are you in your forever home right now? You know, at one time, I would have said we are not in our forever home. It's a two-story home that we live in. You know, the older we get, I don't really want to be in a two-story home the older I get. So I don't know if we are or not. At the same time, I'm thinking, well, yeah, well, I guess we kind of are in our forever home. I really don't want to have to move again. That's a lot. I've lived here for, gosh, more than 16 years, 17 years maybe in this house. But, you know, I don't know that I want to. This is our home. The gent and I don't know. We're thinking maybe we can get an elevator to go upstairs. I don't know. I think we are probably in our forever home. Because the next step after this would probably be assisted living. We live downstairs anyway. We don't even go upstairs. The whole upstairs, our kids lived there. Our son lived in one room. Our daughter lived in the other. There's two bedrooms upstairs and a bathroom and the laundry room. That's the only thing. The laundry room is upstairs. And if we ever do redo this house, refurbish it, which I would love to do sometime, I want to change one of the bedrooms up there into a YouTube or a Rumble studio, a video studio, and do videos all the time. But okay, that's it. Are you in your forever home? And if you're not, describe your forever home to me. All right, gotta go. Thanks for listening. Have a happy Saturday. Bye.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy.